Regular show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Me and DJ Mota are trying to get Peaches on the phone.
She's not going to pick up.
But she doesn't pick up. We're just going to do the whole intro of the show on her voicemail. Let's do this. Do you think she's going to answer?
You have reached the Sprint
there she
voicemail
goes.
Box.
Are you ready to do this?
One, two.
I'll cut that out.
All right, what's up, Peaches?
Peaches, we're doing the intro to the show on your voicemail today. DJ Mota, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
We have a great show for the guests today. I mean, for the fans today.
Fans today.
We have been pursuing this man for about a year now, and we finally gotten him on the show. Pursuing, pause, but we finally got him on the show.
You.
You, Paul. Okay, me, pause. We have Slim K of the Chop Stars, the king, the sultan of the Slim K Slowdown. We have him in the building today. We talk about his chopping technique. We talk about how he got with the Chop Stars, all the stuff. The Houston scene and Atlanta scene a little, because he just came back to the H, you know, the great state of Texas. He's back here. But we get into that a little bit, Motai. How are you doing today, though?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little tired and a little hungry, so I'd like to get something to eat this morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah, Monday morning. Hashtag fake Monday mornings. Hashtag BG show. Big shout out to Kelly Cryer from Hybrid Multimedia Marketing for our new show logo, Brad Gilmore Show On Demand has a new show logo. We've updated the Podbean, bradgilmore.podbean.com. It's just looking beautiful now, and I just want to give a big shout out to her. Also, Motai.
What's up?
October 24th. What are we doing?
Far Side.
We're going to be opening up for the Far Side. 2011 is opening up for the Far Side at Fitzgerald's. Upstairs. You want to say anything else?
Yeah, I got like a couple things coming up.
Yeah, make sure you get at us for tickets at 2011 Music.
Are you done?
Yeah. Go ahead.
This Friday, I'll be at Star Sports Bar in Katy. And then on the 26th, I have a, what is it, a DJ show?
It's a DJ, is it a competition?
It's not a competition, but it's a
DJ showcase.
There you go. At Avani Lounge, October 26th. That's a Sunday from 2 to 9. To get there from before 3 o'clock, you'll be in free. And then after that, for the rest of the day, it'll be 10 o'clock. I'm doing a set for an hour. So are the other DJs. So just come out. It's going to be like a party, a day party. That's what it's called, a day party with like drinks, drinking games, contests for giveaways and whatnot.
So word up, man. So
hit me up if you have any information.
We appreciate everybody who's been listening to the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Make sure you go subscribe to us on iTunes. Type in Brad Gilmore Show. Hit the subscribe button. Leave us a rating, 5-star rating. Give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. Even if you don't like it, let us know what we could do better on. All right. Also, you can always listen to the shows at bradgilmore.podbean.com if you don't want to go through iTunes. We're going to work on a website here soon, meet DJ Mota. I'm working on it. Make sure y'all stay in tuned for DJ Mota's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. And we'll be back with our interview with Slim K. Oh, yeah. Dig it. Bye, Peaches. We're hanging up on you now. Say bye, Motai.
Bye, Peaches.
Bye.
Peaches.
Pulling up to the parking lot. Hey, hoes, they duck tonight. Lil' mama wanna see my rims. Can't wait till I pull them out. Talk about me to her friends. They telling her don't ask me out, cause they know just how I roll. Plus them hoes wanna ask me out. I take clips when I hit that strip, so I'ma do this till the casket drop. Wrist cold and my jewels hit thick like Baskin Robbins. Benz just like the whip that I'm tryna put mama in. Your bitch wanna list comments, I just use her face as my condom. My whip black, call it Ebonix. Pockets fat, super humongous. Got two hoes, love the two-tongue, me and my whip. Call it Jumanji, I'm an animal in this game. A bum, never bum me. Want the bread, don't you crumb me. Swing wide, bitches love it. I know you like my car, I know you like my rain. I'm living like a star, baby, money ain't a thing. She
say she love my rims, and she love the way I swing. Nigga gripping wood grain, pussy tripping candy paint. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. She say she loving the way I be swinging my slab, and how I be keeping that drink in my cup like Kirko. I'm banging and bringing it back. Keep dankin' the sack, rolling up nothing but sticky. I keep me a dicky. She call me the fucking, I'm buttin' my dicky. She suckin' leave nothing, no nutter, no hickeys. I'm up in your city, rolling one deep, got no niggas with me. Throwin' a mini, I used to roll that, now it's foes on the hit me. Screens hanging down like an old lady titty. I keep two cups in my cup holder. With your gal sending me texts saying come over, cause I got Houston on my back like Slim Thug shoulders. And I know you like my car, and love the way that I swing. When I grip the wood, she grip on mine and give me head when I'm changing lanes, and it's a shame. Cause I know your ass with you fuck me on the huffy, but the fact that a nigga swangin' make all of these hoes love me. And I
know you like my car, I know you like my rain. I'm living like a star, baby, money ain't a thing. She say she love my rims and she love the way I swing. Nigga gripping wood grain, pussy tripping candy paint. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing. Your girl wanna fuck me cause the way that I swing.
Way that I swing, lane to lane, when I grip the grain. Got your bitch peeping me when you ain't peeping game. 50 on the ring, couple hundred on the chain. Went from being broke to big ballin', man. Now I'm cool, watch me do the damn fool. Breaking boys out, Homestead Avenue, coming through. All blue, some green. Reppin' for the team and every single one clean. Know what I mean? Your girl watch, baby mama boppin'. I'm about to give them what they want, cause they won't stop it. Drop it, it's time to go and bait them in. Got every bad bitch on dick, but I only took 10.
I know you like my car, I know you like my rain. I'm living like a star, baby, money ain't a thing. She say she love my rims and she love the way I swing. Nigga gripping wood grain.
I pulled out wide, you see me coming through. Coming through. Look up in the mirror, no one in the rear view. Nope. Great tape, damn it. Hold up, screw. I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the damn it, screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the damn it, screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the damn it, screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the damn it, screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the damn it, screw. What it do? Me and Nate killing niggas, fuck the naysayers. You niggas ain't even breaking the first layer. Fuck a hater, my nigga, I'd rather get paper. Niggas thought they could touch us until they touch vapors. Still crush a lot, but I am not a player. Bitch, I've been jamming screws since I had a Sega. Undefeated like Mayweather or Ortega. Next slab that I grab be without leather. Instead of half the seats where you can see they pick the feathers. It's 9-4, gray up in the deck was feeling better. Only thing that could end, she getting wetter. Boys vibes like that old school FUBU sweater. Lil Yo, Po Yo, G Code on some double no shit. I'm in jamming school mode. All the people I looked up to as a young Hugo. Now looking at me like rapper school bro. When I got you, you see me coming through. Coming through. Look up in the mirror, no one in the rear view. No great tape, damn it. Hold up, screw. I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the jamming screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the jamming screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm on the jamming screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm only jamming screw. What I'm on some H-Town shit, I'm only jamming screw. What it do?
City, cool nigga, all the bitches wanna fuck with me. It's Young Bang, yeah, I weigh about a buck 50. Big balls, yeah, them hoes in they own city. A lot of people wanna know where I come from. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. A lot of people hit my flow when they go dumb. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. Yeah, my name Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I'm headed to the top, and I got everybody with me. Yeah, my name Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I stayed on my grind, and I hear everybody yelling.
say? Young paper boy, I deliver any day. My little brother say he looking for his getaway. Freedom is a state of mind, boy, I've been away. I change it up, I ain't fucking with a template. Going hard in the paint, yeah, I penetrate. I left school, you think it was a mistake, but I'm writing every day like I go to Penn State. And I be shining all the time without them diamonds on my neck. Don't get me wrong, cause when it's time, they going on my neck. You would think that I'm a swimming pool, the way she diving on my shit. Knobbing on my dick and loading with her noggin and shit, yeah. A lot of people wanna know where I come from. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. A lot of people in my flow and they go dumb. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. My name, Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I'm headed to the top. And I got everybody with me. And my name, Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I stay on my grind. Yeah, everybody yelling. Yeah, I heard my old chick. Got a nigga now. And my new chick think she got a nigga now. With one close, I open another door. Hell no, I don't want no key, bitch. I'd rather play knick-knack. And I ain't ballin' like these niggas that you see. But I swear I got that shine. Yep, motherfuckin' rent-a-cop. Cheat codes for these hoes, they been a lot. But I don't touch them cause they limbo, been a lot. Her track record to Japan, nigga. Before I fuck the hell, I'd rather use my hand, nigga. Ha, my niggas tell me don't have no kids. But my fantasy is busting in a celebrity, bitch. A lot of people wanna know where I come from. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. A lot of people in my flow and when they go dumb. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. Yeah, my name, Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I'm headed to the top. And I got everybody with me. And my name, Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I stayed on my grind. And now everybody yelling. Now everybody yelling. Now everybody yelling. Now everybody yelling. A lot of people wanna know where I come from. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. A lot of people hear my flow when they go dumb. They be yelling, they be yelling, they be yelling. Yeah, my name Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I'm headed to the top. And I got everybody with me. Yeah, my name Ryan City. I came from the gritty, but I stayed on my grind. And now everybody yelling.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Motai. It's another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Another one?
You missed your line. Do you know how important your line is to this show?
Said some. You said another Motai. It's another, and then
it's another edition.
I was gonna say something
of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Yeah. We have a good show for you today. This is the 22nd, I believe, of the on demand series. We're approaching episode 100 overall, Motai. I have things planned.
Would that be episode 25?
It would be. Look at that. Look at you.
I know my shit.
You sometimes.
Sometimes.
We have a good show for you today. We're peachesless today for this interview, but...
Peachless.
What'd I say?
Peaches. Well, I mean...
But she's not a peach. Her name is Peaches. She's plural already. So I have to do the apostrophe at the end, right? It's Peaches, but peachesless.
Peachesless.
Peachesless. Right? But our guest today, we've been trying to get him on, Motai, for a long time. You know, I would say it's been, you know, months, if not pursuing this guest for maybe even a year. It could be. Now, he's been back and forth from Houston to Atlanta, and now he's back here in the H, all right? So I'm going to introduce our guest at this time, Mr. Slim K. How you doing, man?
What's going down? I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
Doing well. So you're back here in the H now. We were just talking about it a minute ago, but you've been in Atlanta for a while, right?
Yeah.
How long were you in Atlanta for?
I've been in Atlanta for like at least for like the past like 2 years, like 2011.
Were you working on music there?
Yeah, I was working on music out there.
Chopping up some stuff up there?
Yeah, I chopped up everything out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chopping up everything.
Yeah.
For the people who don't know, Slim K is one of the Chop stars under OG Ron C. But you started off not with Ron and the Chop stars, right? Because I remember hearing Slim K's name before. You were officially chopped up and not slopped up.
Right. Yeah, I was originally on my own. I was just doing my own thing when I was out in Atlanta. And just had my own, like, just Slim K Slow Down imprint.
Yeah.
Are you from Atlanta?
No, I'm from Houston.
Oh, okay.
Southwest side, Missouri City area.
Uh-oh, Mo City.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Missouri City.
So, but let's ask this. What made you want to go to Atlanta to begin with?
I went out to Atlanta for school.
Oh, okay, where'd you go?
Finished Ross University.
Okay. What'd you major in?
Medicine. Yeah.
Look at that.
Pursuing that. Yeah.
I am.
Okay, cool.
He's a hustler, all right.
I have my hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Cool. Pause. That was kind of strange. Now you started. I remember hearing Slim K. A few of my friends who live in the Third Ward area, right? We went to high school with them, or we just knew them, right? And they kept always saying, "Man, Slim K." Because I would always preach about OG Ron and Candlestick, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "No, Slim K is the guy. That's who you need to be messing with, right?" So that's when I first started listening. I think I started listening to Slim K slowdowns before you even called it a slowdown.
Now that would be kind of crazy because I think I've been always calling it a slowdown.
Have you always? I guess I just never heard I didn't hear it for a while.
It's been a slowdown since forever.
It's always okay. So you start off with a slowdown.
Yeah, slowdown before it even started like. Really blowing up, it's been like a Slim K slowdown.
Okay, then maybe I didn't. Maybe I just lied to seem impressive to you. I could have done that. Okay, but so how'd you get into the whole Chopped and Screwed thing? Now, you're from Mo City, so I guess you kind of came up in the screw culture or what?
Yeah, I've been listening to screw tapes since I've been like right here. Been listening to screw tapes since like forever. I can't remember how long since I've been a little kid.
Go to the screw shop? Did you go to the screw shop?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the screw shop because I was too young to get to the other side of town. I used to just, take like people's tapes that used to come to school. They used to bring the great tapes to school, and I try to just dub copies of them if they let me.
Yeah. Oh man, dub copies, man. You were for real fan about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it? What was the interest though? Were you always DJ? Did you DJ to start screwing? You see what I'm saying? Or were you DJing just for the fun of it, and then got into the Chopped and Screwed stuff?
Honestly, I always loved Chopped and Screwed music, and the only way to make Chopped and Screwed music is by DJing. So that's how it happened.
Okay, when was the age around when you first started messing with the screw and all that stuff?
Man, like actually trying to like make it, put it together?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, you know, just kind of starting messing around with it, trying to figure it all out.
Somewhere around like 2002, 2003.
2002. So you've been doing it for a minute then?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a minute.
So you start messing around with it. Now, did you have to learn? Did someone teach you how to chop and screw records, or did you had to kind of just figure it out on your own? Because I always listen to them, and I'm like, I don't understand. Because I just thought you just slow them down as far as they were. Because I got, what was that program called? Virtual DJ?
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got the free version for Windows.
Someone told me how to chop and screw. Like,
right? I want to talk to you about that, too. But I got the free version for Windows. And I would turn it down as slow as it could possibly go.
Oh, man.
And then I didn't know how to do it, so I would just play it. And as I was playing, I would just take the mouse and do a quick backspin. I thought that was chopping and screwing. So how'd you learn how to actually do it?
Just a lot of trial and error. Basically, I mean, I wanted songs that I wanted to hear chopped and screwed back then, when I couldn't get like old OG Ron C tapes when I was out in college. Shout out to OG Ron C one time though. Chop Stars was going down.
Oh yeah, always shout out to OG.
But yeah, like I had to make my own stuff, so I was just like playing around with it, making my own CDs just to jam around when I was in school. So that's basically how it started.
So it was just kind of for your personal enjoyment.
It was all personal.
Motai, how'd you learn to chop and screw?
Someone actually told me. I wasn't, like, at first I wasn't even interested.
Because you were just DJing, right?
Because I was just DJing. It was at my freshman year homecoming. I was DJing that. And one of my friends, he's a DJ, and he chops and screws a lot, I guess. And he was just telling me how to do it. I didn't really listen to him at first because I wasn't interested in it. But then I got into it, and I got maybe four or five. I did probably like four or five tracks, but that was like way back.
Way back. Because it's an interesting art form to, like, honestly, you got to play one side, right, and then hit the other one, right, and then try to just feel that word up.
It's timing. All about
it's
that.
Timing,
all
right?
Timing. Yep.
So
timing.
You were kind of just chopping up songs just because these are songs you wanted to hear.
Exactly.
It wasn't really for anybody else.
No, it was all for myself.
Well, you're a selfish little bastard.
Hey, I mean, I'm a screwhead, so I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, screw away.
So what were some of those songs that you did just for yourself that none of the other guys did?
Man, I mean, what didn't I do that no one else heard? Like Eazy-E. I did like Eazy-E.
Oh, that's dope.
The Eazy-E Eternal. Was it? It's like a greatest hit compilation. I don't know if you remember that. It was like
came out not too long. Oh, no, came out wait.
It came out a long time ago, like 96. Eazy-E, Eternal or something like that. Something like that. It was,
oh, I think I don't remember what you said.
It was like a greatest hit compilation.
Okay.
I did that.
Okay.
I did
So were you just doing full projects? You weren't doing like individual songs?
No, it was a bunch of individual songs.
Okay.
A lot of things that I like to hear. Like at the time it was a bunch of Tupac songs. Ludacris at the time.
Well, that's dope.
Eminem.
You know, Eminem, I don't think Eminem I've ever heard an Eminem Chopped and Screwed song.
No, no.
How does that sound? How does he sound Chopped and Screwed?
Eminem sounds nice Chopped and Screwed.
Yeah? Because not everybody sounds good Chopped and Screwed, I don't think. I think there's some artists I've listened to where it just doesn't sound right.
Like who, for example?
Beyonce, right? I remember hearing Check On It Chopped and Screwed with Slim and Bun, and it just did not sound right to me.
I haven't heard that track, Chopped and Screwed, actually.
It's weird because she sounds like a man.
Yeah, I think that's why.
I mean that's most ladies though when it comes to R&B tracks.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's true. I guess that's why I don't download the R&B.
That's most ladies, but
does that ever get weird when you're trying to fantasize Beyonce in your head and then you hear yeah, ooh boy, you're looking like you like what you see.
No, not really because I mean
I'll be like, whoa.
I can't really go into too many details how the creation process is, but I just know that like there's like different levels where people like slow their tracks down to. I mean, me personally, I think it depends on. Oh,
you're saying
like if you listen to my tracks, like my ladies still sound like they still kind of sound like ladies.
Like
I don't
a woman.
Really have them going like really deep.
Like a transvestite.
What track it is, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't take every song and put it down to like -13 BPM.
See, I don't even know what that means. I just know that I would take the little knob on Virtual DJ and go all the way down. Yeah, they were long. I have mega mixes, all right? Y'all weren't ready for DJ Gilmore.
One song.
I think I had a DJ name at first. Was Slim K your first DJ kind of name, or was that how you got into it?
It's always been Slim K.
It's always been Slim K.
Yeah, it's always been Slim K.
Where'd the name come from,
Slim
I guess?
Slim K was actually my nickname when I was in school.
Okay, so people just called you that?
Yeah, so I just like, you know.
People called me Hey White Boy.
Oh, for real?
I'm just joking.
No, it's always.
Hey, white boy, what's the answer? I'm just joking.
Yeah, it's always been Slim K. Always.
Always been Slim. Now, Motai, you had some weird DJ name. My
let's not go into that.
When I tried to be a DJ for like 2 seconds on Virtual DJ, I was DJ Goldfinger.
There's actually a DJ Goldfinger.
Is there really?
Yeah. He's pretty good.
I think it's a terrible name.
He does a lot of mashups.
Does he really?
Yep.
I thought you know.
SoundCloud, right?
Yeah.
He's on SoundCloud. Okay, so. So you're always been Slim K, right? So yeah. And you started for 2002 is when you started, right?
Yeah, we could say around there.
That's when you tried.
That's when I tried.
That's when you started.
Yeah, that's when I tried. Somewhere around there. Yeah.
I guess it's been recent in the last few years that I really started to gain an appreciation for like Chopped and Screwed music, like as a whole. Because now there's some albums that when they come out, I'm like, I'll wait for the Chopped and Screwed version and see. Okay. Like, you did one that I actually prefer, the Chopped and Screwed version, which was Yeezus.
I appreciate that.
The Yeezus Chopped and Screwed sounds 10 times better. And no offense to Kanye, I don't want you to call me like you did Kimmel, but I would like for you to call me. We can talk. That's fine. I wouldn't mind if Kanye went on a Twitter rant about me. No, but I remember hearing the Slim K version, right, of Yeezus. And I don't know, you just kind of... I don't know if you understand it more. I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
No, I'm having a hard time.
I'm having a hard time. Like the regular Yeezus was cool, right? You feel me, right? But like when you hear it slower, I guess you can kind of like comprehend what the messages of each song was a little more.
Yeah, just try
and then
to,
if I miss a line, you cut back to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just try to just enhance the feeling of the music. Like I guess when I'm listening to it. Like there's a certain feeling I'm getting from the music, and then I just try to enhance like those certain points throughout the project. That's basically what I did with Yeezus, though.
So it's not like I guess like you can't just have like okay, Yeezus came out, you do the Yeezus, and like whatever comes out next, like the Drake comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't really just put all the Drake songs into like the same kind of file that you did the Yeezus on the same speeds and everything, right? It's not like a copy, like a cut and
like a
dry
template.
Situation. Like it's not, yeah. You don't have like a template, do you? Or do you kind of have to feel it out
for
each
every,
song?
Every CD, every mix, every single mix is like it's kind of a. It's like a time capsule of exactly how I was feeling at that time. Like I won't. Like, you might hear the New Slaves or whatever on the Yeezus. That's how I was feeling that day. Like, if I was to chop it today, it won't sound the same way.
Oh, that's interesting.
It would not sound the same at all.
So I mean, so it's just how you're actually feeling.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's almost like being like, I don't know, like a rapper or a singer. Like, you're going to sing whatever you're feeling that day. You're going to write, you know, whatever your rhyme is how you're, what you're going through at that time.
Right.
So I guess your, like, emotional status affects your mixes, huh?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It does.
Oh, man. I never even thought about that, to be honest with you.
Me either.
I just kind of thought, like, okay,
that's interesting.
Yeah. But see, I used to be, like I said, ignorant to the fact that DJing is maybe the hardest thing to do in music to me, period. Because you mean, as far as, like, performance DJs, you know what I mean?
Right,
having to control that crowd. Have you ever done any of that? Like, going out there and spinning just...
No, I haven't spun for a crowd before. I mean, in much respect to all the DJs that do, because that's a tough thing to do.
Motai, how do you take it?
It's a tough thing to do.
It is tough, isn't it? And DJs right now are, like, the hottest thing in music. Like, they're getting paid millions to do these festivals and stuff.
I just saw that yesterday on TV.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
They're getting paid millions of dollars to DJ these concerts and stuff. Festival season just kind of ended. And, like, I know Just Blaze is out there killing the game.
Yeah,
he's going, making stupid money playing worldwide. And I don't know, I guess it's just hard. Like, you have to play other people's music, right, as a DJ primarily. Yes. And you got to figure out, like, what the crowd want. Like, knowing what people want, I guess, is the hardest thing in the world. And knowing right when to bring it back. Knowing when this chop's going to be most effective here. Do you have to kind of go through... Okay, let me ask you this. Do you play the songs out a few times and listen to, like, where you're going to chop them? Or how do you do that?
More often than not, I listen to them.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of, like, listen to them while either driving or just doing other things. And then, like, I might hear, like, a certain line or whatever. And I'd be like, ooh, that line's tight. Or
I gotta bring
that
back.
I'm thinking of, like, what other people might react if they were hearing that song either live or just like if we were having, like, a vibe out session. And then those are, like, little things I just do.
Do you just, like, do it mentally? You take, like, mental notes, or you write it down and be like, oh, this would be a good time to, you know, if we're working? No,
no writing down.
No, don't. You straight Jay-Z it. Just in mentally
I don't even really think about it much. I just do
no.
It. Yeah, I just do it.
I think there's more a method to your science than more than you probably realize.
I think there is.
I know we had a record 2011 my band that we sent to you to do the chop was when she home with this guy over here, and when I listened to it I was like, you know what, this is a different style of to me it was a different style of chopping and screwing, because you had things that you continued out through the whole record, you know. And to me, I think there's more of a method to it that I think you're giving yourself credit for.
I'm trying to remember this track off the top of my head. I remember I was repeating a lot of things about Texas, and then
smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, right?
Yeah. I remember something about Baylor.
Baylor.
I brought that back like about three times. I'm from Baylor, so it hit you. So it hit me. So I was like, I like that line. So you know, I just played around with it a little bit.
Yeah. The Baylor. So that's how, like, I guess you put your own individual kind of thing on it. It might not even be the line that everyone reacts to. You were like, oh, I'm from Baylor. Let me bring this Baylor back for a minute. One time for the people in Baylor.
Yeah. You usually get everything down in one take?
Yeah, more than
likely. Say you listen to the song, you know where you're going to chop it up, bring it back, and you know, et cetera. You go into the studio, record one time, and then you...
What you're hearing, the product you're hearing is a one take.
So, you know, there's no layers or anything?
No. Cool. It's like a bunch of I can't say everything, because if I say everything,
see, I'm telling you, there's more to it than he's telling us.
I can probably figure it out.
If I say everything, man, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can. I mean, it's not.
Just as another DJ, you can probably figure it out.
Another DJ figured it out, but.
I'm listening. Like, I don't know.
So where's this coming from? You
press play, right? Like, say you're doing, like, go back to Yeezus for a second. You're doing Yeezus or whatever, right? You press play on the whole project, or do you do it like a song at a time? You see what I'm saying? Do you chop the whole project at once, live mix? You know what I'm saying? Or do you do them song by song by song?
It depends on the situation. Yeezus was a thing. Except for New Slaves. I actually did New Slaves first, and then I put it out. So I wasn't even planning on doing Yeezus. Like, a friend was like, was saying, like, man, like, I like the users, but I feel like it can be better or something like that. So I was like, man, I think I can, let me just play with this new slave and see what I can do. And I made that new slave mix, and then, like, I got a good reaction. I was like, you know what, I'm going to just do the whole thing.
Okay. So then when you went in there, I guess you did New Slaves first, but did you do the rest of them all together?
Yeah, all the rest of it was the same. Was all through.
One take.
See, I think, man, see, cool. But now let me ask you this. So you're going through this live mix, you're killing it, right? Everything's going perfect, and then all of a sudden you fuck up. Do you have to, like, start all the way over with everything?
Nah, I'm more than likely y'all hearing the fuck-ups in there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just raw. It's
y'all
like,
hearing the y'all
this is almost the like if you were doing this live for a group of people and you happen to fuck up, you leave it in there. That's kind of a rock and roll move in a way.
Yeah, kind of rock and roll. I mean, I can say it's like 90% live, only because of the fact that with it being, like, you know, a 60-minute project or so, doing the thing, I mean, I do a lot of other things too, so I can't really just, like, sit there and, like, chop, like, in one setting. So, like, I might just do, like, a couple songs here and there, break off and, like, do something else, and then come back later and do it.
Okay. So, now, when I first really got introduced to Slim K, it was through the Purple Children kind of series, you know, is when I really just sat down and kind of got through it. So when did you start doing the Purple Children?
Purple Children started last year, February.
Last year,
me
February.
And, Rob Gallardo. What's going down, man?
Rob Gallardo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually did our cover artwork.
I mean, he's everywhere, man. He's doing a lot of big things.
He's in Florida, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's small world.
Yeah, he makes auto artwork for all the Purple Children.
Okay,
like, we work on it. We work on every single Purple Children together. It's
well,
like both
dope.
Of our ideas.
He's super dope. He's our drummer's cousin.
Yeah, he told me that when Purple Children 4 dropped, he was like, you know, 2011. He's like, yeah, I made a track for him. He's like, man, it's a small world. I'm like, yeah.
So. I didn't even know that. That's actually kind of dope. Okay, so let's talk about how you got in with the Chop Stars. All right, because I remember one day I was scrolling through Twitter, mm-hmm. and I think Brandon Caldwell, DannyDream.com, shout out to Brando, tweeted out Slim K. This is when I first saw it. Slim K has been added, you know, to the Chop Stars, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've known OG for a couple of years now. And so I knew y'all were separate, you know what I'm saying, at first. You know, I knew Slim K, and then I knew there was the Chop Not Slop Chop Stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you got added, it was almost like, to me, it was like Kanye getting his Rockefeller chain, you know what I'm saying? Like, finally yeah. Slim's over in the, you know, in the big leagues, you know. How was it? How did you get in contact with OG, and how all that start?
And we got in contact through Twitter.
Yeah.
It's always been like a mutual respect. I was just doing my own thing, and he just reached out to me, and we just, like, chopped it up about a few things, and then I was like, yeah, we can make this happen. Both of us joined up together, and, you know, just repping for DJ Screw.
I mean, and but see, like, OG, like his name, you know, is great because he is like an OG of this. Like, he's a real OG.
Like, I've been listening to his stuff since I was young.
Yeah. I remember listening to Mixtape Messiah 1, right? And it had the whole disc with Cam that was all done by OG Ron. And I actually remember Chameleonaire had a record with Kanye West, and Stat Quo. I think it was Stat Quo.
Yeah.
I think it was called Call Some Hoes.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just remember, Cam was like, OG Ron says you was. Oh, is that so? I don't know. What he told you that for, right? And that was like, I remember the first time I heard Ron's name. How is it, though, to go from being a fan of OG Ron C, right? Uh-huh. You know, growing up on, and Screw, but OG Ron, right? Growing up uh-huh. listening to his tapes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously he had to be an influence when you first started.
Major influence. My whole Nice and Slow series, it started off because of Fuck Action 25.
I was about to say, yeah, the F Action series, huh?
Yeah.
So it's like, so you're the huge fan of the guy, right? How is it when he makes that I guess it was like a DM or something on Twitter or reaches out to you via Twitter, like, and it's like, hey, I want you to be a part of my team now. How did that make you feel?
I was honored, actually.
Yeah.
I was honored.
I mean,
It made me know that, like, what I've been doing is, like, actually making noise. Like, people are actually receiving it. Like,
no, like I said, like, there are people who would say, like, other DJs or stuff would come out with their Chop and Screw mix of, like, an album or something that they were waiting on. And I knew people personally were saying, I'll just wait for Slim K's. I don't care if it's a couple months. I'll wait for that. Because
that's
crazy. They preferred it. You know what I'm saying? They preferred Slim K's stuff. So I'm sure it must have been crazy for you to for OG Ron to reach out. I remember even me, like, OG Ron didn't add me to the Chop Stars, but I remember I got to interview him right on the show, and I was like, oh, man, this is OG Ron C. And I expected him to talk like, yeah, OG Ron C. When he didn't, I'm not going to lie, OG, I was a little disappointed that your voice isn't that deep in real life. I'm a little mad. Your voice sounds a little more like when you say jizzle. But like, seriously though, like, so like, you got added to the Chop Stars. Did you just want to get on Twitter and just flex super hard that day, and just say, yeah, bitch?
No, actually, not at all. Like,
no,
I was happy that I.
You're a better man than me, Slim K. I'd be flexing heavy.
In my mind, I was like, okay, let's get to work. Like, now I got a larger stage. Like, yeah. I can get out there a little more. So, I mean, I started just, you know, using the opportunity that was handed to me.
So let me ask you this then. What was the first project you did with the Chop Stars?
ASAP Mob, Purple Lords, Never Worry. It actually dropped like a year ago now.
Yeah, it's been, I remember when that came out. Now when you finish it up, right? Is that when you send it to OG and he does his whole Chop Stars? Just
Yeah. He handles the last little bit.
How does that work? Like, I don't know. I just would love to be in there whenever. Because on the Yeezus, he started going off on the end. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at the end, he was, like, going in. Like, and he was just talking for, like, 5-6 minutes.
You know, just let him do his thing.
I would feel like that's the greatest. Were you in there with him when he was doing that?
I actually wasn't in there for that tape. But, like.
That'd been so great.
I've seen the sessions of when it's being done. It's actually pretty crazy.
Has he ever done that live?
Done what live?
Like talk over the records as you're chopping them?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, that's been done. No, it hasn't been done for me because I've been in Atlanta for the most part.
Yeah.
So I mean, there will be a tape like that in the future, I'm sure.
I feel like that would be hard too. Yeah. So you went out to Atlanta in 2011, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was to pursue, you know, your collegiate career, I guess.
Right.
How was it though being in the music scene in Atlanta? Were you out there at all the clubs and all that, or were you more to yourself?
I was in the clubs, but more of just like a regular person. Like the whole, like the
you weren't in the industry side of stuff over there.
Yeah, like the industry stuff didn't really start till like really like last year. Like
it was really that's when Atlanta's really started gotten yeah
yeah back Atlanta started getting heavy. Big, and then I started like actually spending time and going to the you know A3C festival and. And like the South by Southwest the following year.
Did so you just like, go to A3C? This
I
last
missed
one?
This, I missed this A3C.
So you went like a year
I went the year before.
How is A3C? Because I still haven't been. And everyone tells me it's like a hip hop South by Southwest.
That's the best way to explain it. It is a hip hop South by Southwest. It's actually pretty nice. I heard this year was actually better than last year.
Really? I haven't really heard anything about this year. Well, I haven't heard much.
I had a few people that was actually out there. Maybe. I knew a lot of artists that were performing. Like ASAP Ferg was out there. Artist June that was on Purple Children 4. And you had Forte Bowie, Scotty ATL. It's quite a few. Like a lot of up and coming rappers that probably be making a lot of noise like this upcoming year.
Word. So in Atlanta though, how is it? I guess the whole culture in Atlanta. Like, just say the clubs, for instance, because I know you weren't, like, super on the industry side of things. How is, like, the club in Atlanta, like, different, club scene in Atlanta different from here in Houston?
Well, I can only speak on how the club scene was before I left Houston, which was, like, around, like, 2005, 2006.
Which is probably so much better than it is now.
Oh, really?
I would think so.
In comparison, like, Atlanta to that, I noticed that, they break a lot of their own. Like, I haven't been in the club out here to see, like, how it is lately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Migos and all those guys, like, all of their music, I was hearing it, like, way before the rest of the United States was hearing the music. Because it was all, like, started inside the clubs and it just branched out. Whether it be just the regular clubs or the strip clubs, they were just all through there.
Like, I didn't know till today that Migos was three people.
Yeah.
I thought it was one guy. Yep. I guess there's like three amigos. I guess that's where the name comes from.
That's what I think about when I hear it.
Really? Oh, you think of amigos?
Yeah.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's three of them.
No.
Three of them.
Did you hear Versace before it became, you know, before it popped off? Or was that like a more recent record?
Nah, Versace. I heard Versace like around the time they dropped the tape. But then before the Drake remix.
And then when that Drake remix came in, man, that song catapulted.
It just blew up.
But now they don't even like play the real version. They just play like the Drake part. And they cut it off.
Oh,
like in all the places I go to, they play the Drake. And as soon as he says, you know, this is a gated community, please say the fuck out. And then boom.
Really?
No Migos.
In Atlanta, they play Migos everywhere.
Are they that popping out there?
Yeah.
It's like stupid?
Yeah. They
Who are like the most popping artists in Atlanta right now, aside from Migos? And I guess Future is probably pretty popping, but like.
I mean, you still have your Futures. I would say Rich Homie Quan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would say that's the most popular outside of Migos right now. Definitely.
Quan's coming up, man. Yeah. Now, so you're in Atlanta for a few years. Who, maybe you can settle this debate, Slim K. Who had the sound first? Was it Rich Homie Quan or was it Future?
Man,
from your experience, who did you hear with it first? I don't want to put you in any bad situations. I know you got to feel some type of way.
I mean, they don't sound exactly the same to me. They talk about different things, because I mean, they all both are like that. I guess that sound that you're referring to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been around since Roscoe Dash and a couple of them before. So yeah. It wasn't really a. They kind of took that sound and made it like their own. Like Future has his own different style with it, and then Rich Homie has his own little style with it too. So I guess with me being in Atlanta, like they both sounded different to me. Like Rich Homie when he first came out did not sound like Future to me, but maybe because I've been in Atlanta for too long.
Maybe. You like in the, it's almost like, you know, like people who are in like the UK, like they know from how what your accent sounds like, what part of town you're from. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's like that. Like you're so involved in the culture. That
it was a Future. I knew it was a different artist, and he had like a different sound.
I know when I first heard some type of way, I thought that was Future. I straight up thought it was. Are you about to turn up over there, Zilla? I thought it was, and then I heard Propane, who's an artist here in Houston.
Shout out to Propane, you're doing his
Ryan Slab.
Yeah, it's actually coming out real. It's coming out real soon. Just maybe in a few days or so.
Uh
oh. Oh, that's real soon.
Yeah, that's real soon.
Yeah, that's already done.
Yeah, but he has the record with Rich Homie Quan on there, which I think is so dope.
Yeah,
that's such a dope song.
I love that track.
The two rounds, yeah. That song is bananas.
Yeah, I love that track.
I want to talk more about some of the projects you're doing, projects you've done. I want to talk about, you know, the Nothing Was the Same, Chopped and Not Slop. After we come back, we're going to have a quick commercial break from DJ Motai. And then we'll be back here on the Brad Gilmer Show on Demand. We'll have more with Slim K after the break.
I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, left a cot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym was amazing. So
another Slim K slow down.
Poking on Cali, sipping on Texas. Poking on Cali, sipping on Texas.
Home for the scum of baby, get up under my covers, baby. I just wanted to love you, baby. Oh, you home for the scum of baby. On top, underneath, sip the drinks, sex on the beach. Back from school, got a son to teach. I learned to die, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're
gone. Oh, damn, yeah, what you acting all scared for? I wanna know what team she's getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while since I think that we should talk more. Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well when I'm playing for the Zay. Body looking like food, then they call me Trey. I can burn that freshman 15. Let me stop by, ask you how school been. Or better yet, how the roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, your head. Come, call what I'm saying. Put your keys in, you know that you staying. Damn, why's you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, left a cot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym. And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, cock at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me digging that gym. Scream out, and a little bit of, and a whole lot of, just a little bit. Because
you home for summer, baby.
get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, homie, homeside. Underneath, sitting the drums, sex on the beach. Back from school, got a son to teach. I learned to die, ain't nothing to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're home. Last semester went by so fast. I went for the girl with a fattest ass. Summertime now, when we got no class. On her pass, my brakes right fast like. You want the summer, baby. Used to got my number, baby. I just wanna hug you, baby. I ain't trying to cuff you, baby. I know it's been a minute, I can spare a couple hours. She kinda getting resembling Rihanna. She older, wiser, tanner, smarter. And we go harder, best, faster, stronger. No yay, I can go all day. When it all falls down, yeah, until we drop out. Round for round, like a pound for pound, like Pacquiao. Pretty much a knockout. You remember that night, right? You saw me on stage, like a limelight. You left brain, I just wanna get your mind right. And now that the time right, we could relive this again. Do what we did, kids again. Play that game where we both win. Spend a little bit until you leave again. You home for the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna love you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sit the drum, sex on the beach. Back from school, got sun to teach. I learned it all, they said to me. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma hit it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. Oh, you say you back from college. Let's kick it, me your new knowledge. Oh, you went out of state, so I know you gained just a little bit of mileage. But I still drive you, cause you been down since I was 5'2". Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same room. Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same old Lexus. Smoking on Cali, sipping on Texas, rolling through the valley in the same room. Oh, now you wanna be an actress, movie star, kind on the mattress. Girl, your name should have been perfect. Look at what they made with practice. Now I'm all on the axis, copping sex fifth with a bad chick, plus an ass thing. But let me ask, don't you miss that bad shit? Me smacking your ass and I'm grabbing while we blue trees. And I pull weave in a 2C, make out in the move and the jacuzzi. Then I buy you some Louis and Gucci, master the P, have you screaming ooh-wee. Baby girl, work it, I need you on the team. Let's make a movie, all I need is one scene. Yeah, all I need is one scene. And when you gone, this is all on Zilla. You home for the summer, baby. And I'm so glad you came. I just wanna love you in my room. I see you walking down the hallway, walking to my room. I just wanna do some things to you.
Slim K, I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
I'ma hit it when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Slim K is still here. DJ Motai, how you doing over there, man?
I'm good.
You know, I like the shirt you're wearing.
It's from Paris.
Yeah, because it's the Eiffel Tower. I thought it was a guitar at Paris. First. Huh?
It's from Paris.
Or were you in Paris?
My parents were.
Anyway, yo, can I share a story, like a crazy story? I was talking about it earlier. Have either one of y'all ever seen the movie The Truman Show with Jim Carrey? It's like he's adopted by a television network, and then like his life's a 24-hour television show.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a scene in this where he's trying to get out of the town, right? And he's trying to leave, and he wants to go to Fiji for some reason, right? And there's a part where he's like he's driving and he's going past a nuclear plant of some sort, right? And there's some like leak at the plant, and there's these fire trucks and ambulances, right? And it's like all loud and they're rushing in or whatever, and the lights are going. And I was watching it last night, like at 2 a.m. on Netflix or something, right? And then all of a sudden, I start seeing flashing red lights just in my room, and I thought, am I tripping right now? Am I like sleep deprived? Lights just going crazy. And then I start literally hearing these fire trucks, right? And I'm like, I think it's time for me to go to bed because I thought I was like hallucinating for real.
That's never happened to me.
I thought I was hallucinating. So then I get up, I kind of like, you know, go splash some water on my face, and I look out my window, my neighbor's house was on fire.
Oh, oh wow. Shit.
The whole house was just in flames. And it was like crazy. What I thought was in the movie was actually happening in real life. And I was like, man, I need to turn the volume down a little less next time because I thought it was real.
That's crazy.
Could have been your house.
It made me feel some type of way. It could have been. Yeah, yeah. Let's knock on wood. I just thought that. I just wanted to share that. That was kind of crazy for me. But anyway, we're back here with Slim K. We were talking a little bit about actually Propane's project before we went to break.
Yep.
And you've done a couple others like Yeezus. And I want to talk to you, though, about the most recent one that's come out that I got in my email. Was Drake's Nothing Was the Same, or was it? Is it Choppin' Was the Same?
What? Choppin' Ain't the Same.
Choppin' Ain't the Same, right?
Yeah.
Which is presented, was done by you and Candlestick, right?
Me, Candlestick, and OG.
And OG, okay. And it's an official, though, collaboration with Drake and OVO, right?
Yes, sir.
So how does that work out? Do you have to talk to Drizzy, or do you talk to OVO team? How does that work out?
That's all OG and that's all OG and Drake, you know. OVOG Ron C.
OVOG Ron C.
You know, he's part of the team, so it's already understood that whatever project Drake got coming out, Chopstars are gonna handle it. So, I mean, I just asked OG if I can just, you know, get a chance to get in the project, and he was like, yeah, and I was like, yeah, man, appreciate it. So, I mean, shout out for him for letting me do that.
No, huge shout out to OG. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty dope because I mean, I remember when Chop Care came out, right, and I thought that was pretty tight. Cause I don't know if they do the Thank Me Later Chopped and Screwed.
It did. It's called H-Town Can Thank Us Later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Houston Can Thank Us Later. Yeah,
I hadn't heard that one, but I remember Chop Care was the first one I heard. And then now, I actually, on my way over here, I was listening to the Choppin' Ain't the Same project. But, I mean, how did you feel about Drake's new album? Were you a fan of Nothing Was the Same?
Yeah, I'm a fan of that.
You think it was his best one he's put out?
I don't even know how it ranks in amongst all of them.
Yeah.
Like they're all like different time periods, even in my life. So
yeah.
Like, as of right now, like the album's dope.
What do you think, Motai? Is that your favorite Drake album, the most recent one? Because I know you've been playing it pretty heavy.
You've been playing it pretty heavy.
I just play. Don't turn this around. This is. I asked you a question.
It's all right. I like it. It's good.
Do you like it better than the other two?
I don't know. I never thought about that. What's so funny?
What?
I don't think anything's funny. There's
a song on. Let me get my composure. There's a song on there called "The Language," right?
Uh-huh.
Which is probably my favorite cut off the project. And I've seen rumblings on Twitter when Nothing Was the Same leaked that this was Drake's response to Kendrick Lamar's Control verse, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't quote it off the top of my head, but do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I'm familiar with the song.
Do you think it's a what did you say, Zilla? Help me out here. No. Yeah, I don't know why they're lying, but your shit's not that inspiring, right? You know, they downplay money, but that's when you do when the money down. F going platinum. I look at my wrist and it's already platinum, right?
Uh huh.
Do you think any of those were shots at Kendrick for the Control verse?
Nah, I just think it was just Drake just saying like, look here, I'm here, I'm Drake, I'm at the top. I mean,
I'm flexing.
I'm just flexing. That was just Drake flexing to me.
Because I remember like the Control verse dropped, right? Every Twitter went crazy. You know, there are all kinds of memes and Instagrams or whatever. And then I think it was GQ magazine asked Drake. I think it was GQ magazine or Vanity Fair, something like that. Asked Drake about what he thought about it, right?
Mm.
And Drake originally said, this was like, I think a couple weeks after it came out, Kendrick Lamar is not seeing me on any level. He goes, he's not, Any of what he said? Oh, he's not seeing me on any platform, right? I'm Drizzy Drake, pretty much. And Kendrick, you know, you're kind of a scrub. You know, and then he did that interview with Elliot Wilson, which I don't know if you saw, and he said something about, you know, they asked him again about the Control verse. Mm-hmm. And Drake said, I mean, it was cool for the internet to talk about for a week. He was like, can anyone, you know, he's like, I have a question. How does that verse start? And no one remembered how the verse started, right? They just remembered the name dropping.
Oh,
he thought,
really?
Yeah. He thought it was kind of like, I think he said it was just kind of like, you know, immature or something like that. And he was like, you only have one album, you know. This is my third number one album. Like, you know, he was flexing again, right? And did you hear Kendrick's response from the BET cipher?
But from what I heard or what I read, the response is not even directed to Drake anyway.
Yeah, or it wasn't?
No.
What'd you read?
It's directed to Papoose.
It's directed to Papoose?
Yeah.
Because Papoose did come with a Control response as well.
I mean, that's what I think. I mean.
Well, that would make, but see, that, I thought Papoose was one out of line. Because it's like you just, Kendrick brought him out for Summer Jam, right? Hot 97 Summer Jam. Mm-hmm. He brought Papoose out. Everyone was like, why is Papoose here, right? Most people were like, I don't even know who Papoose is, you know, because it's a younger crowd. And then you know, Papoose does the response to Kendrick. It could be about Papoose. But he said, this is what he said in the cipher, is he said, nothing was the same since they dropped Control and tucked that sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
Papoose is pajamas, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Papoose is pajamas?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Papoose is a type of pajamas, though.
He's pajamas.
No, not that's him himself.
Name. Oh, Papoose is
the word, yeah.
Is name. A type of pajama?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh.
So, I mean, it can go either way. Don't know.
But nothing was the same. Is it a double shot? It could be a double shot.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Papoose was like, hey, take a shot for me. I don't know. I don't know how that worked out.
I don't know either. I don't either.
I honestly think, I might be, do you think that this is a beef that would be like healthy for hip hop? Or is it even a beef? Is it like a bicker? What is it? Is this beef?
No. I don't think it is.
It's turkey? Is that what you said, Motai?
No, it's not anything like that. It's just healthy competition. That's all. It's healthy competition.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I know Chopstar's camp, you know, it's OVO, G-Ron, C, right? But,
right.
I mean, who do you think, if they went head-to-head, bars, if we're talking bars, would you give it to Kendrick or would you give it to Drake?
I mean, I don't know. I like both of them, man.
I'm a fan of both.
Drake is spit.
I was about to say, I think Drake would be the underrated contender. I think he could take Kendrick if they went bar for bar, battle bars.
Drake got bars on him. Kendrick got bars on them too.
Kendrick's got crazy bars.
Yeah, Kendrick got crazy bars.
I just will never forget the Stay Scheming verse from Drake, right? I mean, when Drake did that verse, I was like, yo, Drake can do anything he wants to.
Yeah, Drake got a little something. It's all healthy competition. I mean, they're both obviously at the top of the game, so.
You know, but like, you know, I mean, a lot of albums have come out this year, you know, including Drake's Nothing Was the Same drop. You know, we talked about Yeezus, Kanye's album.
Uh-huh.
J. Cole had a Born Sinner.
Uh-huh.
Jay-Z, Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
Right.
Eminem's coming out with a new album next month.
Right.
2 Chainz, which is Marshall Mathers LP 2. 2 Chainz came out with Me Time, mm-hmm. right? Big Sean Hall of Fame. Like, well, there's been a lot of albums come. Pusha T, My Name Is My Name,
right,
came out. Who do you think at the end of, at these all these year end lists? Who do you think is going to run away with the album of the year?
Whichever one the Chop Stars chop.
There you go. That's the best answer.
Whichever one the Chop Stars chop. I can say that whatever it is going to be an album that the Chop Stars have chopped.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So what are y'all's future plans on the albums? Anything that I just named in the in the contention for being chopped. I would love to hear Magna Carta Holy Grail chopped or not.
No, that
did drop. That did drop.
It was that Purple Grill.
That did drop, yeah.
Shout out to Candlestick, man. He did the damn thing on that one. Yeah, that's him.
So what's it? Okay, Yeezus has been done. Drake's been done. Did y'all do a Born Sinner?
I mean, there might be one done, but I don't think it's out yet.
Not out yet. Hey, you got to do the Pusha T album.
Yeah, I gotta check it out. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, we were jamming it before you got here. The Pusha T album's bananas.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
It's it might honestly it could be album of the year. I think the Push album could be album of the year.
Okay.
All the critics are loving the Push album too, but I think those beats on there are just bananas. You know what I'm saying? And he's giving you like the classic crack cocaine raps, but like they're doper than they have been in the past.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a spin like probably this weekend. See how
you a Pusha fan? You a Clips fan? Were you a fan of the Clips?
Yeah, I mean Clips are cool. I like them.
How do you think about Pusha as a solo artist? Because a long time I just didn't think Pusha had it. You know what I mean? I didn't think.
I mean, he's coming around to me. Like, I mean, I had his last mixtape.
The Wrath of Cain.
Yeah, that was tight.
Wrath of Cain was tight.
Yeah.
And then he had that EP that came out last year, The Fear of God 2.
Yeah. He has some tracks on him. I mean, I gotta digest him a little more. Like, I gotta digest his album to see how I feel about it.
Oh, Lil Wayne dropped the album this year too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I'm not a human being too.
I'm not a human being. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
There was a one? No, I'm just joking. I had to throw a shot. I don't know, man. Lil Wayne needs to really come back, man. I need Lil Wayne back. I don't want this new guy. I don't want Tunchi. You know what I'm saying? I don't want Tunchi anymore.
Hey, but Tunchi's doing what Tunchi has to do, though.
I don't know, though. I mean, I want Lil Wayne back. I want the Drought 3, Carter 3 Lil Wayne.
Drought 3, Carter 3. That's
Carter 2. If Carter 2 Wayne.
I mean, my favorite project from him is Carter 2. Carter 1 and Carter 2. Dedication 5 was actually pretty nice.
I didn't take a listen.
Yeah, people were sleeping on that one.
I just knew a lot of people. I didn't listen to it. I know a lot of people like were clowning some of his bars on Twitter.
Because that's just the cool thing to do now.
To make fun of people?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool not to like Lil Wayne. So no matter what.
Oh, you're thinking that's like the in thing.
Yeah, that's the in thing on Twitter right now. Lil Wayne could drop something right now and everybody would be like, everybody's going to listen to find out what weird bars that they feel is weird and put it on for laughs. That's basically what it is right now.
That is true. I think people like, you know, like, I mean, we all know that people dick riding. People are bandwagoners, you know what I mean? So it's like if everyone's doing it, let's all make fun of Lil Wayne. I do think that his lyrical ability has gone down though in the last couple of years. Maybe not gone down, but not, I don't know. Maybe it's just not the Wayne that I want. Maybe I'm being selfish. You know how when you first started chopping, you made him for yourself?
Yeah.
I'm being selfish. I want Lil Wayne. I want Carter 3, Carter 2, Lil Wayne. I'm not a huge Carter 1 fan.
Hey, I mean, I feel like current Wayne is still good because I'm working on chopping it anyway. So if I'm chopping it, then it must be good to me.
I will say this. Remember I said that I liked your Chopped and Screwed Yeezus more than the original. So I might like Dedication.
If I'm chopping it, then that means if I'm chopping it or one of the Chop Stars chopping it, that means that it's actually.
How many Chop Stars are there? There's you, there's Candlestick, obviously Ron, there's oh man.
It's like Ron, DJ Lil Steve,
yeah.
DJ Candlestick, DJ Hollygrove. Myself, DJ Rucker, DJ What It Do, DJ Blurry, DJ Baby Chino.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Baby Chino.
Shout out to Baby Chino. DJ Ryan Wolf. You know,
he's what, eight? How old is
DJ
Chino?
Baby Chino?
Yeah,
he's like 10.
10. He's 10 years old.
Yeah, okay. Man. Chopping boys up, man, at 10 years old.
Oh, man. Then, and not slopping boys up.
I said DJ Ryan Wolf. DJ Black. I don't know how many that is right now.
That's a lot of chops.
That's a lot. Am I
Are you the only one who's not a DJ? Who doesn't have DJ in front of their name? Are you DJ Slim K?
I mean, now I go by DJ Slim K.
Okay.
But I just go by Slim K too. I just go by Slim K though.
Definitely. So what can we expect in the future for Slim K? Where are you going to take this? How are you going to elevate it to the next level?
Well, like right now, we're just trying to like continue to put out more projects, work with more people, like in, you know, different areas.
Yeah.
No matter where they are, like worldwide, like, you know, I just did a couple projects with some folks out in Japan.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Like hip hop stuff.
Yeah, hip hop, like Japanese hip hop.
How do you even know where to bring it back? Because I don't know how you know it's a dope line.
I just bring it back. mind, and they still feel it. I mean, so I just go with my. I just
you're
go
the man, Slim K.
I just go with my feeling.
You have some of the best answers.
And then
bring it back. That's what I do.
Bring it back. That's what I do. I do this. You know what I'm saying?
That's my guy. Yeah, just flexing this, right up. What do you think about? Did you watch the whole Kanye thing with Jimmy Kimmel last night?
I missed it, man.
You missed it?
Yeah.
Did you watch the BBC interview with Kanye?
I did watch that.
What'd you think of that?
Kanye's a genius.
Did you not watch that interview and get like super inspired? Like, yeah. I got like a kick in the ass. I was like, yo, I need to start designing water bottles or something. I need to design, you know, mugs and shit. I need to know how can I make a mug better? That's what I thought of. I mean, what'd you get from it?
I got basically how can I make my craft better?
Right, yeah.
For the most part, and how can I keep it going and, you know, expanding the brand?
Do you think he's just mad though? Do you think he's just mad right now at everybody and that's why he's kind of like reacting the way he is, or you think he's fed up?
No, he's just misunderstood.
You think he's just misunderstood?
Yeah.
He did say something last night that I thought was kind of funny. He was mad last night on Jimmy Kimmel because he said they won't give my girl a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Right, I think she deserves one, but they won't give it to her because she's a reality star.
Okay.
What do you? You're shaking your head, Motai. What do you think?
No.
She does not deserve one.
I don't think so.
Why does she not deserve one? To you, I don't feel like she deserves one either. But why don't you
feel like she deserves it?
I don't think that she's had the. A lot of times nowadays, you know what we do automatically as a society when Kendrick's album came out, right? What's the first thing everyone said about it? Classic. This is a classic album, right? We didn't give it time to feel out if it's a classic. I was watching the making of Back to the Future the other day, right? And the writer, the guy who wrote it, he was like, man, people were... And this, they filmed this in 2012 is when this documentary came out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, the guy who wrote it, his name's Bob Gale, and he was saying, you know, people refer to Back to the Future as a classic, and I appreciate that. He goes, but I don't think it's old enough to be a classic yet. And the movie came out in 1985, mind you, right? Uh-huh. It's 2012, and he still doesn't think it's been out long enough to be called a classic movie.
Right.
So it's like, how can we call something after a year or a month or a day or a week? They even call the new Drake album classic. It's classic. It's classic. Yeah, you know?
They're not classics to me.
It might be. It might be a classic from now on, but I don't know. We don't know that yet. It's not a classic yet. And so, like, for Kim to get a star on the Walk of Fame, I don't think she's done enough yet. She's only been out for since like 07 or something, or 08 or something right. like that. So it's like, I don't think she's put in enough work, excuse me, to get a star. You know who doesn't have a star on the Walk of Fame? Clint Eastwood, George Clooney, Julia Roberts. They don't have stars. I don't think Kim should get one yet. She might do something to deserve one.
Yeah, I mean, she can. I mean, yeah,
I think reality television is the new. I mean, that's the new scripted TV. You know what I'm saying? We might not like it. We might think it's, you know, ignorant, because there are some shows out there that are just terrible to watch. But, I mean, it's the new, you know, it's the modern day soap operas or whatever. So it's like, they're stars, whether we like it or not. But I don't think, what do you think she deserves a star on the Walk of Fame, Slim?
As of today, like, no.
As of right this minute.
As of right at this minute, no, I don't think so.
I don't think she's done enough. So it's like Kanye. Kanye, maybe. Huh? No, Kanye doesn't have a star either. But it's normally for like people like television and movies, really.
Yeah, and they've been around, and they also been around for a very long time.
Yeah, it's people who've had like a legendary career, like, you know, like people like that. So I don't know. I think, but I did watch that BBC interview. I think like we all did, and was just super inspired by everything Ye was saying. I think you know, Kanye's a genius, man. Just like you said, and he said that last night. He said, "I'm a genius," and he goes, "And if I didn't say that, I'd be lying to you and to myself." Okay.
Kanye, man. Kanye's cool, man.
No, it's real. It's super real about Kanye. So let him know, Slim K, where can we find you on Twitter and all that? What do you have coming up and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Slim K4. Upcoming projects I got.
Did someone take the original Slim K?
Well, yeah, oh man, that's like another story at another time, man. Yeah, there's another Slim K though, but it's Slim K 4.
You're Slim K 4.
I'm Slim K 4.
Slim K.
1, 2, and 3.
Slim K 1, Slim K 2.
Nah, this 4 is my favorite number.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, word up.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Okay, so SlimK4 on Twitter.
Yeah.
You have an Instagram?
Same thing, SlimK4.
Someone, never mind, I'm not going to put them out there. All right, keep going. Okay, is chopstars.com, I'm sure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, chopstars.com, slimkslowdown.tumblr.com. And then, like, upcoming mixes, we got Propane coming up. That's coming up next.
Riding Slab.
Riding Slab, Chopped Up, Not Slopped Up. Shout out to Propane. Then just in the works or done, just waiting to finish or to come out. I got D-Lo, Purple Grace.
Okay, Grace.
Amber London, True to the Funk, Chopped Up, Not Slopped
Up. Dope.
Shoot, a bunch of independent artists. Life Harris, got Maxo Cream.
Okay, shout out to Maxo Cream.
Shout
Click.
Out to Maxo, got that coming out. And then also worked on it. It's just a lot of things. So many tapes. I don't even know. I can't even
do them. That's what I do. Tapes.
I just know those are like the most likely upcoming. Oh, the internet. I'm working on the internet.
Oh,
yeah. Feel good. Yeah. I'm officially announcing that I'm working on that. I haven't really
right
put
here.
It on. Yeah, I haven't put it on Twitter.
Look at that, Slim K working on the internet. Well, we appreciate you coming on. I want you to come back on before the year's over. I want to talk to you more. And I want Peaches to be here too. Peaches couldn't make it today.
Yeah, man, where is Peaches?
I don't know. But
she was supposed to give me something because I'm supposed to give her make her a track. Man,
you're supposed to make Peaches a track.
Yeah.
Chop not slop track.
A chop not slop track. She wanted to chop not slop track, and I was like, man, like you got to catch me when you catch me. And like, is her chair right now? It's just empty.
She's not even in her chair. Peaches. You gotta listen. You're
Peaches,
messing up.
Y'all been trying to get me here for like a year.
Shame on you.
And now you're not even here. Like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do now?
He's lost. He's a lost puppy.
You've broken his purple little heart, Peaches. You've chopped and screwed his heart. That's terrible. Officially, Chop Not Slop. Well, Slim K, we appreciate you appreciate you coming on to the show. We want you back when Peaches is here. So,
oh yeah, and shout out to DJ Hollygrove too, man. I can't forget DJ Hollygrove.
Oh yeah, shout out to DJ Hollygrove. Yeah. Shout out to all the Chop Stars. OG Ron, OG Ron C, Candlestick, OVO G Ron C. Is that like his official name now?
Yeah, it's OVO G Ron C now. Uh-oh. He's like, there's levels to this, you know what I mean? You start with Ron C, then OG Ron C, now it's OVO G Ron C.
Oh, OVO G Ron C, man. I gotta hit him up.
Yeah.
All right, Slim, we appreciate you being on, man.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.